Hey there, Legal Tea listeners. This is your host, Jenny Roselle. Welcome back for another Legal Tea episode today, episode 137. Today's episode is a current trends topic where we talk about things going on currently that are relevant and pertinent to my estate and elder law world, and or maybe things I've seen on the news or stumbled across on social media that are also relevant to my estate and elder law world. So on today's episode, we are going to chat about utilizing social media and specifically the platform TikTok to share the behind the scenes of caregiving. And you know, this episode was really inspired by a very specific account that is ran by a daughter. Her name is Molly, and her mom has Alzheimer's disease, and the daughter and her dad, which is the mom's husband, do most of the caregiving. And it's a really sweet account. If you care to check it out, the account name is Molly Bell Deaton. Truth be told, she's one of many accounts that is highlighting the journey of caregiving on the TikTok platform. And it's not always caregiving for cognitive impairment either, of course, but for whatever reason, I see Molly's account and her TikTok videos fairly often. And you know what they say, the phones know us, they're tracking us or whatever, right? And it probably knows that I sit there and watch her videos fully. So every time she posts a new TikTok, it just keeps feeding me her content. What I enjoy most about her account is that her videos are usually positive and sometimes even a little funny. And of course, the topic of Alzheimer's and caregiving in general are really serious subjects, and sometimes even sad and dark and frustrating. And we're going to talk about that in a bit, you know, that we also need to remember that even through the positive and funny TikToks, caregiving is hard, and it's only human to feel sad and frustrated too. Transparently, I actually, for the life of me, could not remember her account's name before I started to write this episode. So I searched, in the search bar, I searched Alzheimer's, caregiver daughter, something like that, to see if it would pop up. And I tell you what, there are a lot of accounts out there highlighting caregiving. And I'm certainly not an expert on this, but it almost feels like there's like a community on there, which even if the content creators, you know, on there don't really know each other, I am certain there are so many people that faithfully watch their videos, and many, I wonder, and I bet, probably have some type of personal experience with caregiving, and or perhaps, you know, have a loved one that's battling some type of medical diagnosis like Alzheimer's. With Molly's account, her mother, Patty, was diagnosed with early onset of Alzheimer's. She currently is in stage 6. Patty's husband, Molly's dad, Mark, is part of her account and videos too. Patty still lives at home, so Mark is likely considered kind of the, you know, quote, primary caregiver to Patty. But it very much sounds and appears like the kids, especially Molly, is a caregiver too, and probably immensely helpful to both her mom and dad. In fact, I know she does at the very least, because one of her most watched videos, and it has like over 14 million views, shows her and her mom at a neurology doctor's appointment. And in another of Molly's videos where she was kind of sort of formally introducing herself and her parents, Mark and Patty, she shares in it that, you know, her account is just a space where she hopes that they can be completely transparent and share the ins and outs. And she goes on to say it's not just about her mom, Patty, but also how her mom's diagnosis affects the entire family. And you may be wondering, or you may be thinking, you know, if it's weird or if it's a violation of her mom's privacy to so publicly share these videos. there may be something there, and I'm not going to even go down that rabbit hole. But what I can say is that, you know, Molly does address this, and Molly says that many of her videos she has had for years, and that at first she really hesitated for a long time about sharing them. Though she says that she feels it's the best thing to do because she knows how she felt when the symptoms were really starting to surface. And in those times, she felt really lonely and isolated. So it's her hope that the videos that she shares gives out help. You know, she calls them tips and tricks and ideas that her and her family have learned along the way. And she concludes really in this, you know, video that she kind of really formally introduces herself and her parents. She concludes by saying that she really hopes her videos bring light and support to others. And, you know, I think that's what's really admirable about her in this account. I remember hearing in one of her videos that her mom was a teacher, that she retired from teaching. And if she's anything at all like any of my former teachers and all the teachers I know, teachers have a heart of gold, don't they? And her mom would probably just be fine, you know, with her daughter Molly sharing these videos. Now, when some think of Alzheimer's, they think of someone, you know, fairly old, maybe in a facility, walking around aimlessly, etc., right? Well, if you don't check out Molly's account, Patty is not that. She's on the younger side. And I actually had to do some digging for a little bit to figure out exactly how old. But Molly did say that her mom, Patty, is currently 65 here in 2024, but was actually officially diagnosed in 2020, so that would have made her closer to 60-ish. But she also shared that her mom started showing symptoms at 55. So like I said earlier, Patty lives at home with Mark. And you know, as much flack as social media gets, and especially TikTok gets, it's things like what I'm about to share with you that remind me that, you know, it sure can be used for good things too. Molly in another video shared an idea that her and her family came up with, and what it was is they created a little card, and it's kind of shaped, she has a picture of it, or she's holding onto it in one of the videos, and it's kind of shaped like a business card, and they keep them and hand them out in public. So they have these cards, and they do this because Patty doesn't, she looks great for her age. And so many people have absolutely no idea that she suffers from Alzheimer's. Well, this card, this little business card thing, it says hello and has Patty's name on it on the front. Then on the back, it gives a short little bio of Patty and explains that she has Alzheimer's. And Molly specifically actually reads what it says about the diagnosis. And I wanted to put it kind of out there for my legal tea listeners in case, you know, this episode like really impacts you, or maybe, you know, you have a personal experience with something like this that maybe it will be helpful. But anyway, so the back of the card, when it specifically talks about the diagnosis, it says, quote, "I have recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. My family would greatly appreciate your understanding, patience, and compassion." You know, Molly says that, you know, say for example, they're at a restaurant. They can hand this card sort of discreetly to the server. Or maybe if they're at a store and someone's helping them, they can kind of hand it discreetly to the person helping them just to let that other person know. And it ultimately helps everyone. It helps all around. It helps Molly and her family with the stress that they are carrying, that they are feeling. That way, they don't have to verbally explain what's going on in front of Patty. And it also helps whoever they're handing it to, right? And she says people's responses have been 100% of the time amazing. You know, while I have no personal experience with Alzheimer's, I definitely help a lot of clients and families with navigating legal affairs as it may relate to a diagnosis like Alzheimer's. You know, whether it's still okay to get basic documents in place, or maybe if we're in later stages, we have to start looking or considering say, a guardianship process to get someone in a position to be able to make decisions on behalf of their loved one. So I think that's why I've sort of become a big fan of accounts like Molly's. Not only is it getting tips like the, you know, helpful little business card idea out to the general public to help, but her account and videos also really highlight those navigating a caregiving journey, which has to be one of the most difficult things in the world to do. By the way, before I forget to mention it, I did put a direct link to Molly's account in the source links for this episode. It's pretty easy to just go to the app, the TikTok app, and type in Molly Bell, B as in boy, E-L-L, Deaton, D as in dog, E-A-T-O-N, into the search bar. Her videos, I promise, will warm your heart. Her mom just absolutely excretes warmth and positivity, and it's so sweet. As we get into the last phase of this episode, I think I just wanted to spend some time sharing some very quick statistics and information about caregiving, which, like I said a second ago, is one of the most difficult things in the world to do. When I went to pull a few statistics, I was drawn to an article that the CDC put out, and it was called Caregiving for Family and Friends, a Public Health Issue. It was a fascinating ring, fascinating read. So I will put a link also to that in the source links for this episode. Anyway, according to the CDC, they reported that 20% of adults reported that they provided care or assistance to a family member or friend in the last 30 days. And even more specifically, of those caregivers, 1 in 3, so a bit over 30%, provided 20 or more hours per week of care and assistance. And over half, like over 50%, have been caregiving for more than 2 years. Which, in, you know, like the subject of this episode, or maybe the inspiration for this episode, you know, Molly and Patty and Mark, Patty was diagnosed in 2020, so they're in their 4th year of navigating this journey. Of these numbers, this counts all types of caregiver. Actually, let me back up. I said 4 years, but she also said that symptoms were really starting to surface when Patty was 55. So it's likely it's been even a longer journey than 4 years. But anyways, of these numbers, this counts all types of caregivers, right? We all know caregiving comes in many different shapes and sizes. And like I always tell my clients, I am equally, if not more, concerned about the caregiver than the caregivee. I'm honestly not even sure if caregivee is a word, but I'm going with it. So just let me have it. You know, I worry about the Mark, the Patty's husband here, Molly's dad. I worry about his health, both physically and mentally. And I worry about Molly and her sibling too. This impacts everyone. But I often see, at least in my estate and elder law practice, that, you know, sometimes things even happen to the caregivers, whether it's physically or financially or maritally. I've seen caregiving impact marriages and cause divorces. The impact is so widespread, right? And I think that is exactly what Molly's account, like I said earlier, there's many, many other accounts out there, but all these accounts do, and not only humanizes caregiving, but it also shares tips and tricks and ideas that very well may help a caregiver in your life. Now, I say all of this, and I'm writing this episode all while Congress is actively considering sending a bill to President Biden's desk to ban TikTok. So my timing of this episode could not be any worse. You know, if they do indeed ban TikTok, though, if they don't, please consider that silly app to be a resource for you and not just something that, you know, the young kids use nowadays. But if they do ban it, please know there are resources like this on every social media platform. I know Instagram, for example, has started doing what they call Reels, which are essentially TikTok videos. And I'm certain there are just as awesome resources on Twitter, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the things. Alrighty, let's wrap this episode up. Next week, we are back to the celebrity estate planning type of episode. During those episodes, we dive into a celebrity or kind of big name person that has passed away and go into how their estate looked from an estate planning perspective. Next week's episode is about Joe Robbie's estate, as in Joe Robbie with the Miami Dolphins. We'll get into him more next week, but I'd actually heard about his estate saga recently, and I was like, oh, I have to dive into that. So tune in to that episode next week, Legal Tea listeners. Talk to you then, and stay well.